No, he's not here. Between him and Howard, that's two people you've lost. Perhaps they heard about the time you...
What are you doing? Don't answer it.
Oh, I'm sick of this. Everyone's been telling me not to answer the phone. Who is this?
What is it?
Shh.
I hear you.
Who was it?
I think we should find the doctor.
Oh, there you are, Mike. We were looking for...
There is a call for you.
What are you talking about?
Thomas Sterling. I hear you.
Oh, God, no!
I hear you.
Yes, it was in the background, wasn't it? It sounded like... What it does sound like? What does it sound like? A code, a machine code, a computer program, a pattern... A pattern?
A pattern, you say? You're not doing yourself any favours here, Dr. Bishop.
Ah, well, I'm terribly sorry. I'm sure I heard a pattern, though. Right, where were we? Oh, yes. Now, after I collected all the survey data, you won't believe what happened when we put it into the spreadsheet.
Actually, Doctor, I think I might stop you there.
Oh, but you must want to hear about the next bit. It's about how I mapped 300 miles of Welsh countryside for potential radio interference sources using only a pin and a broken compass.
I've decided that perhaps we won't be employing you after all.
Oh? Can I at least ask why?
You may not.
Hired and fired in less than an hour. Business certainly moves fast around here.
Get out of my office.
Excuse me, please. Mr. Bell?
Whatever it is, I'm too busy right now.
But it's urgent.
We're dealing with something important here, and we haven't got time to talk to dregs from the lower...
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Are you all right?
What? What is that?
It's a sort of taser I made. Listen... I taking you all hostage.
What? Why?
Just shut up. Shut up. Please, sir.
I hate to ask. This is terribly awkward. But excuse me. Am I actually a part of all this, or can I go? Because I was on my way out. He sort of told me to leave. You see, I've got this great idea for a new musical, and I'd like to get down to London so I can tell Andrew Lloyd Webber all about it. You see, there are these trains played by people on roller skates, but the stations
are... What are you talking about?
And there's no need to point that thing at me.
All right, that's enough from both of you. That's enough. Get on the floor. Get on the floor, lie down on your stomachs, and put your hands behind your heads.
I really don't know if I can...
Do it!
Ah!
Daddy! Wake up!
Get it away from
it's
me!
It's all right, it's gone.
Are you two all right?
Oh, yeah, bit dizzy though. What are you doing here?
When I saw you were heading into the Special Projects Lab, I followed you. But then I came in here and saw you both laying on the floor. There was a man standing over both of you, making some very strange noises. While I approached him, he moved away.
It was Professor Churchley. I remember him talking, and then there was this noise. I've never heard anything like it. Did you see where he went?
Unfortunately not. I wanted to make sure you two weren't hurt first.
We have to find the doctor. Something really weird is going on.
Shouldn't we answer that?
No way. Let's get out of here. Oh, I hope you're keeping your nose clean, Doctor.
Oh, well, at least this carpet's very clean.
At least that's something.
Would you mind being quiet, please? I've got to think.
Perhaps you should make some demands.
No. No, that's not what I wanted. I didn't want to make demands. I don't want a plane on the roof or a gold-plated helicopter. I wanted something.
What was it?
It's difficult because I can't think about it. I can't let it enter my head because I've got to stay focused. If it enters my head again, then we've all had it. It was the thing that I saw and... Will you shut up for a minute, George?
I wasn't saying anything.
No! No, 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 no! We're not safe in here. We're not safe in here. There's only one way out of this room. You! Can we get onto the roof?
What?
The roof. Can we get onto the roof?
I don't... There are some service stairs.
Right. Right. On your feet, then.
Shall we keep our hands above our heads as well?
Doctor!
I'm just trying to be helpful. After all, it would be terrible if anyone were to make any sudden moves. Like this.
What are you doing?
Answering the call.
It can hear us. Put it down or I'll use this thing.
What are you so afraid of, man?
Doctor! I think you...
Doctor! 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 Doctor!
Yes, I'm here. Who are you? You can talk to me. I can help you.
I hear you.
Ah, yes. This is 1987. Looks like Cambridge.
That's where you two come in.
That's enough.
What do you want?
That's enough.
Hey!
Both of you, shut up and get moving. You'd better do as I say, or I'll give George another zap, and I don't think his heart's up to a double dose of this. One more zap and you're toast, George. Toast. Damn it, it's hard enough keeping an eye on two of you. If only I could get everyone else to go away. Ah, of course, that's what I need. Right, take us to the service stairs.
This way.
Slow down, Mr. Sinclair. These C5 things aren't that easy to steer, you know. Whoa!
Hey, look behind. There's Mike.
Oh, no. Can't we go any faster?
The C5 travels at a safe and sociably responsible speed.
Forget that. He's running after us.
But there's a lever under the panel by your right leg that discharges the battery power at a much higher rate.
Meet you back at the Sinclair HQ.
Hang on, I haven't found it yet.
Thomas Sterling.
Oh, damn it, how does this work? Ah, ha-ha, got it!
Thomas Sterling, there is a call for you.
Tell them I'm out. Right. Get over there, both of you. Oh, I'm starting to enjoy ordering you about. Go and stand over by the edge of the roof. Face outwards. That's right. Right on the edge there.
How are you feeling, George?
Rough, tired. And the burn from where he electrocuted me has given me a bit of pain. Actually, a lot of pain. Otherwise, I might have tried to knock that taser from his hand.
Hey, I didn't say you could have a private conversation.
George is hurt. He could do with some medical attention, or at the very least, some water.
Really? Really? That's a shame, because he isn't getting any.
No chance. I'm not letting either of you out of my sight.
I'm trying to help you! If you show some clemency now, things will go better for you further down the line.
What? Are you trying to be my friend now?
I know I told you to take some positive action, but believe me, this isn't the way.
You know this person.
We met briefly.
All right. I'll do a deal with you. I am quite prepared to let George go free, and you as well. You can walk away from this unscathed if you tell me one thing.
Anything?
Tell me what my name is. You don't know, do you? Neither of you know. I've been working for this company for 10 damned years, and you don't know who I am. Even you, Doctor. I spoke to you back there, and you gave me all that advice about positive action. You changed the way I thought about life, and you don't know who I am. So no, no! You can stay exactly where you are!
What's going on? Is it a fire drill?
If there was one scheduled, nobody told me.
Honestly, I leave the doctor for half an hour and...
I don't think there's a fire.
The doctor must be somewhere in this crowd. We've got to find him. Listen, Clive.
Sir Clive.
Listen. Something you said has been really bugging me. It was when we first met. You mentioned BT.
Yes, of course. There's no British Telecom anymore. It's all part of the Bell Telephone Company.
Hey, isn't that your friend? Up there, on the roof.
What's he doing up there? Doctor? Doctor?
What's he doing?
I don't know. Who's that up there with him?
That's George Bell.
Are they going to jump?
Oh, no. Doctor!
Who's that shouting?
That is Professor Thomas Sterling. He's my friend. How are you feeling?
Not too bad, considering. Got to thank that man for one thing. The fresh air is just what I need. I could do without standing right on the edge of this roof, though. But it's only four stories. It might be possible
to... Don't even think that way, George. Gravity doesn't hand out second chances.
The fire brigade are clearing the people away from the building. They don't even realise what's going on, do they?
No. But perhaps it's time they did.
Hey! This can't go on forever, you know.
Turn back and face the edge.
I can still help you. There's no need for all this. Whatever is upsetting you, it cannot be worse than the consequences you will face.
No, no, no! Get away from me. I'll put a few thousand volts through George. I swear I will.
You know, it's a wonder that we ever employed anyone so spineless.
What are you saying?
What I am saying, you stuttering jejune, is that we should have weeded, yellow-livered incompetents like yourself out at the interview stage.
George, think again. This is a very dangerous tactic.
No tactic, Doctor. I'm giving this idiot the dressing down he's probably needed for decades.
You!
The dressing down that his father, no, that his wretched mother should have given him before they cut him loose into the world.
Shut up now or I will kill you!
You? You're pathetic. You reek of cowardice. It emanates from every fold of your body. You're a classic creation of this mollycoddling modern world. In my father's time, childish poltroons like you would have been taken out to sea and drowned for fear of polluting the stock of humanity. What have you ever achieved in your life? Nothing. Nothing! My father invented the telephone.
Your father's time?
Monster! You monster!
I'd rather be a monster than a worm. A spineless, blind, pointless creature, always crawling on your belly in the dirt. You call me a monster. I am a monster. I am a giant. I'm a god compared with you.
What do you mean your father invented the telephone?
What? I mean my grandfather, obviously.
I saw you
down there with that creature. The one that went on forever.
Right. I've had enough. It's time this was over. Give me your weapon.
I don't. I can't. I couldn't do it.
Nor should you. There, there. You're a good man, and I know it hurts. Come closer. Yes, that's it. Right there, in the shadows of your mind. Oh, you poor thing. That thought you could never have.
I'm sorry.
There's a fireman. Let's see if he can let us in.
Good idea. Hey there.
Stand back, sir.
Look, that's my friend on the roof. I've got to get up there.
Back off, mate. The police are on their way. They'll deal with this.
Now, listen to me. I'm the owner of this property, and I demand that you let us in.
You can demand all you like. Nobody's getting in there.
Thank you, Doctor.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare thank me.
Now, if you will please. It's my chest. I can't breathe.
All right. Hold still. I am a doctor. Just let me loosen your collar. Let's have a look at you.
Help me. Stand up.
No, be careful. Get back from the edge.
I have to tell you, Doctor, come closer. They told me about you.
Oh, come on. I know there's no such person as George Bell, but really, you need to get back from that edge now.
When he zapped me, stopped my heart beating, but my heart kept on until now.
No!
My second heart kept beating. Help! Get away from me! No!
You did it, Doctor!
No.
What I couldn't do!
No! He tricked me! This whole thing, it's a setup! It's been a setup right from the start!
Oh my God! That man is your friend? He's a maniac!
I don't believe it. He must have a reason. He wouldn't kill a man like that unless... Oh, I don't know.
There he is.
What happened up
there? Mr. Bell has had an accident. He slipped and fell. Please, let me look at him. I'm a doctor. Now, if you'll...
I'm afraid I can't let you do that.
The man has fallen off a roof. Why ever not?
From where I was standing, it looked very much like you pushed him off the roof.
Ah, yes, that's a good reason.
It's Bell. He's getting up.
Right, I think it would be better if everyone just stood back.
It started again, just as they promised. I will live forever.
Tom?
Doctor!
What kind of man mistakes his father for his grandfather?
The kind of man you just pushed off the top of that building, perhaps? I hardly think that's the most important question right now.
The kind of man who would make that mistake, Tom, is the kind of man who poses as his own grandson.
No, that was going to happen.
It's a neat little trick. The body rebuilds itself from the cells upwards, creating a new form and a new personality from scratch. It's a special gift.
Doctor, are you implying that Mr. Bell is some sort of alien immortal?
Ah, Sir Clive, I would like to report to you that the official finding of my little spy mission is it's a little more complex than that.
What's the matter with you all? Have you never seen the face of God before?
Bell!
Doctor! Is that you? Where are you?
Alexander Graham Bell, I presume.
Yes, why not? I am Alexander Graham Bell. Pleased to meet you all again.
The head of the Bell Telephone Company, a position passed from father to son.
It hasn't been that easy. The board has tried to vote me off on more than one occasion. But you've ruined everything, Doctor. I only had to hold on for a few more decades, and everyone would have been walking around with mobile phones in their pockets. It would have been so much more effective. We could have conquered most of the world in one direct hit. Now I've been exposed. We'll have to release the patent through the telephone network as it stands.
Don't do this, Bell. If the patent is what I think it is, you have to stop.
Excuse me, mate. Let him go past.
What? Didn't you see what happened back there? He changed his entire body from one form to another. That man isn't human.
Well, I don't know about that, but what I did see was you chucking him off the roof.
Quite right. Hold that man still. Keep him away from me. He tried to murder me.
Ah! Oh, get off me, you stupid fools. Tom, you know me. Tell them.
No. Well, I don't know.
Tom, please.
You go off. You vanish. You act like a madman most of the time. So you want to know, do I think you're capable of trying to murder someone?
Oh, Tom, you mustn't.
Very sweet. Right, excuse me. I've got an urgent call to place. Make way! Make way! I need to get to a telephone!
Tom, I needed you!
I'm sorry, Doctor. I don't understand any of this.
I don't belong here, Tom. This is your world. There's so much that I don't know about it, and it frightens me. It terrifies me. But when I opened your eyes back in Oxford, how did you feel?
Everything I knew was wrong. It was like suddenly finding myself on a tiny raft in the middle of the sea. I couldn't be sure of anything.
You were afraid. That's how it's been for me too, all the time I've been here. Tom, I need you. I'm sorry I pushed you away. I had my reasons, but it's unforgivable. But now I need you.
Well, that's enough chat. Let's get you down to the station.
Now, hang on. There's something I need to do before you take him away. This guy has ruined my life. I want to have one shot at him.
All right. I don't suppose a scrawny fella like you will do much damage anyway.
Right. Run for it!
Oi.
Whoops! Missed me!
Come on, Tom! This way!
Bernie! Come on! You're with us!
I'll see you later! You're both mad! Ah, Mr. Fireman. Perhaps you could help me get a cat out of a circuit board.
Mr. Bell!
I haven't got time for this.
No, you listen to me, whoever you are. The doctor said you weren't human.
And?
I'm inclined to believe him.
I'm as human as anyone on this planet. But I have been chosen. I have been elevated. I have been granted gifts beyond your comprehension. I have eternal life and the power to take this world in the palm of my hand.
Come off it, George. The Bell Telephone Company isn't that powerful. And who gave you these gifts, anyway?
Oh, I think you know them. They contacted you, didn't they? Got you to send the doctor on my case. Yes, I've been expecting his arrival for some time. I have to say, I'm most disappointed.
I don't know what you mean. All I got were a few letters recommending the doctor to me.
Don't you see it? You've been manipulating Clive, and they...
What's the matter?
I'm so tired. It's not an easy process, this, you know. But I have to make that phone call.
Tom, in here.
Oh, there you are.
Get down. That was a neat trick back there, by the way.
Thanks. But Bell got away.
Alexander Graham Bell. Somehow he's got a hold of the pattern. Think. There might still be time to stop him. Tom, have you still got your mobile phone?
Yeah, it's in here somewhere. But the battery's died ages ago.
That shouldn't be a problem. Just find it.
No. What's that? Here it is.
Thanks. Did you and Bernie find anything out about their secret projects?
Nothing. We were chased away from the building by this man. He made an electronic noise. It's bizarre.
Yeah. Put your finger there for a moment. Was there anything else?
Apparently the only people allowed in there are receivers, whatever that means. Doctor, what is the pattern?
Well, I don't know for sure, but in my universe, it was an ancient meta-platform program. A four-dimensional arabesque. It can exist as a computer program or a brainwave, even a sound. But nobody knows how it was created, who created it, or why. Now, usually it's benign. but the pattern can replicate itself along any of those platforms, deleting any other data it comes into contact with. Sometimes it takes on a physical form, but the mind can't process its existence because it stretches in all four dimensions. It looks like a beast that goes on forever, stretching into infinity. That's what they have in that building. There. Done.
And what's something else? Sir Clive said that British Telecom were taken over by the Bell Telephone Company. That British Telecom no longer exists.
So?
I've been thinking hard, and that never happened. Someone's coming.
Get back, get back.
Tom?
Bernie, quick, over here.
Tom, the police are combing the area for you and the doctor. You can't stay here.
How did you find us?
Hey, I know my way around this place.
And you trust us?
Well, I trust you, Tom. As for the other guy, well, I'll take his word against someone who can change their whole look at the drop of a hat.
Or the drop of a body. What, too soon?
If he says he didn't chuck Bell off that roof, then who am I to disagree?
There. Your mobile is fully charged, Tom. Now we wait for the call.
Is that a mobile phone? It's tiny.
Well, actually, where I come from, it's a bit of an old model. How can we get a call, Doctor? Surely there's no signal, and no one's got my number.
Nope. Look, four bars. And believe me, the pattern doesn't need the yellow pages.
Cool. It plays a tune.
Aren't you going to answer it?
Right, before I do, this could be very dangerous. The moment I start acting strangely, pull the phone out of my hand and smash it. Do you understand? Smash it to pieces! Do not try to listen to the creature at the other end.
Okay, if you say so.
Hello?
I take it you are the doctor.
Speaking.
They told me about you.
I've been waiting for you to call me.
How did you get here?
I've been here for 100 years now. A friend of mine from the US introduced me to...
Alexander Graham Bell. Alexander Graham Bell.
Changed the way I thought about life.
I understand, but you don't have to do this.
So this is where I'm supposed to offer you a job, is it not?
You shouldn't be here on this planet. It's far too soon for the humans to know about you. I can take you away from here, find a new place for you.
Doctor? Is that you? What are you doing on this line?
I'm trying to stop you.
You're too late, Doctor. The pattern and I have an understanding. I've had some influence on it over the years. So much so that it's come to feel like part of me.
You know it will blot out the mind of every living creature on this planet, erase and overwrite.
But that's exactly what I want, Doctor. I invented the telephone 100 years ago, and I've lived to see it develop and change. But the progress was so slow. People are so weak and divided. With the pattern under my control, we could work together with one will, with one mind. The ultimate scientific advance. Think what I could achieve.
But you'll be alone. There won't be anyone to share your advances with, because nobody will be able to benefit from them.
I don't care, Doctor. They've elevated me to godhood. I don't need anyone.
Oh, Bell, would you listen?
I'd rather not. Enjoy this, Doctor. Every phone on the planet is about to ring. This is the final line of code that will unlock the pattern.
No!
There's a call for you, Clive Sinclair.
That's Sir Clive. How many times do I have to tell people? Let me take it. Yes?
Yeah! Oh, hold up a minute, lads. This phone's ringing. Hello? Who's there? Who is this?
No! Get back!
There is a call for you. Howard Daly.
Let me go! No! Don't do it! Get that phone away from me!
There is a call for you.
No!
Listen to me.
Oh, thank you, Tom.
What happened?
Oh, he's done it. We're too late. He's released the pattern.
What does that mean?
It means it will swamp the mind of every living creature on this planet. We've got to get back to the TARDIS. Bernie, have you got a car?
Yeah. Where are you going?
I think we landed on, yes, Trinity Street.
But shouldn't we tell the police?
They'll have problems of their own and we'll be able to get past them much quicker. Now move!
I have done it! At last! I can see into the minds of so many people, so many creatures.
Alexander Graham Bell, there is a call for you.
What? No! No! No, not for me!
It is the director.
All right, put him through.
Have you found the doctor?
I've been waiting for you to call me. My power is now equal to yours.
Do not test us, Bell. Where is the doctor?
I don't know. Why should I care?
He could still stop you. Use your senses. Use the minds of the people you now control. Track him down.
Come on. Oh, no, leave the car, Bernie. It's down here.
Why has all the traffic stopped?
You don't want to know. Let's move.
What are you planning to do, Doctor?
There's only one chance. You said you didn't remember the Bell Telephone Company destroying British Telecom.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that never happened.
In that case, there's a very good chance that we're in an aberrant timeline, which means we can go back to where this all started.
So where's that?
Boston, 1876, where Bell made the first transmission of sound via electronics.
Where is everyone?
There is a call for you, Bernadette Adams.
Howard? Come on, we've got to get away from here.
Take the call, Bernadette Adams.
Oh no, Howard!
Get away from her! Come on, Bernie.
Where's that light coming from?
There's the TARDIS. We just need to get inside. Doctor? Doctor!
What the hell was that? Where's the doctor?
I don't know. He was there and then he vanished!